Well, Bob, we've come to the end of another National Ethanol Conference. Tell me how you feel at this point after what's been, I guess, one of the most highly attended conferences you've ever had.
I feel great. I feel recharged. I feel enthused. This was our best conference ever in terms of attendance, in terms of the substance of the program, in terms of the dialogue that occurred around the room. I think the industry comes out of this conference better informed about where our industry is going, more focused on where we need to put our attention to address some of the challenges ahead. And I think this has just been fabulous.
Well, it sure seemed to me, looking around over the last couple of days, like even outside of the sessions, there's a lot of business being discussed here.
Indeed, that's part of what this conference is about. It's bringing the ethanol industry together with their customers. And there is indeed a lot of sales that goes on. I've suggested for quite some time we should just do away with the fee and just do a percentage of the sales that go on. But, I mean, that's great, and it's one of the purposes we serve.
It seemed like I heard a lot from, or I often heard through speakers here, whether it was Undersecretary Tom Doerr and others, they all mentioned this misinformation or attack that's out there on kind of on the industry, a lot in the media. What you're doing as an organization is really helping combat a lot of that. And how is that going right now?
Oh, we're getting better at it. I mean, look, I was a little bit concerned that one of the messages might be that, you know, there's this vast right-wing conspiracy that's trying to keep ethanol down in the media. And I don't really see that as being the case. I don't see the media as being having an agenda here. But the fact of the matter is, as our industry has grown, the changes that we are bringing about in terms of agricultural markets, certainly in terms of motor fuel markets, are significant changes. And there are stakeholders that are not enthusiastic about those changes. And there is indeed an effort on the part of some stakeholders to draw a great deal of attention to, you know, any flaw that the marketplace has not yet resolved. And we need to push back. But also, you know, I think we need to take a step back and recognize that, hey, we have a positive story to tell. Our industry is creating jobs. Our industry is creating economic opportunity. Our industry is sort of an antidote to the recession that may be coming our way or already here. And we need to make sure that people understand that. And I think if we're all doing a better job promoting the benefits, then we don't necessarily need to get too concerned about those folks that don't quite get it yet.
I heard the term used this morning even about transitional challenges as we see those happening here in the industry. What would some of those be, and how is RFA going to meet those as we go forward?
Well, I think I heard a lot of people sort of drawing an analogy of the ethanol industry today to a teenager, and I've had teenagers. I've lived through those years, and there are growing pains, and certainly there are probably some growing pains that we are going through, whether it is in terms of production technology or logistics, just having the marketplace adapt. But just as my teenagers grew up into very responsible adults, I can see our industry continuing to evolve, and we will be a very sustainable, very energy efficient provider of high quality fuels well into the future. The industry is going to be unrecognizable 5 years from now. Lord knows my son is unrecognizable from what he was just a couple of years from now, for a go, and for the better. And I can see the light at the end of the pipeline, and I can see where we are going, and that may be something that many people can't. If anybody was here and anybody got a really good sense of all of the activity within the industry in terms of moving toward new technologies, doing research on new feedstocks, building efficiency into the transportation, distribution, and storage of ethanol, they would understand that this is not a static industry. They would see the future as we see it, which is one that is extraordinarily bright.
I know you had a panel here that focused on a more international perspective, something that has not been done before, I understand. How did how do you think that panel was received and the kind of information that you heard coming from the people who spoke there?
I thought that was great. Look, we have worked hard with our colleagues in Europe, in Brazil, in Canada, in Asia over the past several months because we're facing common challenges. The worldwide ethanol industry is growing. The worldwide ethanol markets are developing. You see ethanol demand growing in parts of the globe that you never would have envisioned even a few years ago because countries all across the globe are trying to wrap their arms around climate change. Countries all across the globe are facing an energy crisis as India and China are driving more and more petroleum demand. So we're all facing the same kinds of challenges, and by working together, I think we are strengthened. And I hope the message that the audience received today was our industries collectively do not see one another as adversaries. We see each other as colleagues in arms, and we're going to continue to work together. There are going to be a few issues that we're not going to be able to agree upon, but we all agree that by working together, we can build ethanol production and ethanol demand across the globe, and that is going to be a tide that will lift all boats.
Having interacted with members and other attendees over the last couple of days, how would you describe the mood from just a personal standpoint and from a business standpoint of what you've seen and heard coming back from them, feedback-wise?
The feedback's been terrific. I think the mood leaving the conference is 100% better than the mood coming in. I think some in the industry were somewhat beleaguered, feeling under attack. We all believe that we're doing the right thing for this country in terms of energy security, in terms of rural economic development, and absolutely in terms of the environment. And if you allow yourself to just, you know, read what's in the popular media, you sort of get a little bit discouraged. And I think leaving here, they're empowered with a great deal more information about what ethanol is really doing in terms of food and fuel, in terms of the climate change benefits of our fuel and the economic development opportunities derived from our fuel. And so I think we have empowered people with a great deal more information, up-to-date information, that they can now take back to their own communities and begin again to build the grassroots enthusiasm for what we believe is extraordinarily important.
Well, a very important question. Would you invite Shannon Brown back to the conference?
Absolutely.
So I assume that she it was a great performance. And I don't know if that kind of performance has been done before. I know we had the Second Amendments last year. I assume that went well?
It went great. Verizon sponsored Shannon's appearance last night. You're right, we've not had that kind of entertainment at an event before, but I think we've now raised the bar, and I think we're going to probably have to do it again and again, which is fine. It was good to unwind a little bit. She is a fabulous performer, and I think people really enjoyed the concert last night. So,
well, any other final thoughts looking back over this conference that you might leave us with that we haven't touched on here?
You know, my only final thought is really what I left the audience with, and that is this is not the end of this conference. This is the beginning of a dialogue that needs to continue, and we all have a responsibility to do a much better job of making sure that the public understands the tremendous energy, economic, and environmental benefits of domestically produced fuels like ethanol, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, thank you very much, Bob Dineen, president of RFA, closing out the National Ethanol Conference here in Orlando, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.